Episode 39.
Hi, this is Chris from financialaidpodcast.com. You're listening to Comedy Forecast, comedy in 4 minutes or less. If you're not laughing, you're not doing it right.
Hi, this is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. Thanks to Chris at the Financial Aid Podcast for that intro. I also want to give a big thank you to everyone who gave me such positive feedback on the last episode, the world's only guided tour of indie podcast land. I heard from so many people, I can't mention them all here, so just a big thank you to everyone. I really appreciate it. So now, like half the podcasting community, I'm off to Podcast Expo in Ontario, California. I've noticed that some people are simply referring to it as being in Ontario, so I'm hoping that no one gets off a plane in Toronto and says, "Hey, where's the party?" Personally, I'm hoping for the trip out to California to be really uneventful. The last time I flew, which was to go to Dragon Con in Atlanta, there were all sorts of problems. But the one that really set the disaster dominoes in motion was an accident on the highway leading to Logan Airport. My wife, son, and I were taking a shuttle bus to Logan, and because of the accident, they had to divert the traffic off the highway onto secondary roads during rush hour. Well, not to worry, I thought. This isn't rocket science. The bus driver is a professional, right? He probably spends his boring back and forth trip time constantly going over what-if scenarios. Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. I was wrong. Here was a bus full of people desperate to get to the airport, and we were driving. And I use that term metaphorically, driving through bumper-to-bumper rush hour traffic on congested streets in Cambridge. It was the kind of gridlock where you get a ticket because the police think you're double-parked. And the bus driver had no clue where he was. The passengers were telling him where to turn. This guy knew a shortcut, that one knew the quick route, and somebody else who used to live there was giving recommendations on a great place to get Thai food. I don't know what that was all about. At one point, the bus crawled past MIT, and I was thinking about getting out and looking for an actual rocket scientist because we needed one at that point. Well, eventually, hours behind schedule, we were nearing the airport. And from behind me, a woman asked, in a mildly sympathetic voice, "Are you going to miss your flight?" Well, I confess that our flight was probably just taking off. The woman stood up and said, "How many people here have missed their flights?" Virtually everyone raised their hands. And of course, everyone was probably thinking the same thing. How nice to think that we're all in the same situation. Yes, a rallying cry to demand compensation for our inconvenience. A leader to champion our cause. The power of collective defiance is not dead. But no, this woman then said, "Well, you see, I haven't missed my flight. So if you don't mind, can we just skip your terminals and go straight to mine?" It was like George Costanza from Seinfeld was on my bus. "It's kind of a pity about your problems, but can we deal with my needs right now?" The bus driver mumbled something about needing to stop at each terminal, so that ended that, and I don't know if the woman ever caught her flight. But ooh, I pity the gate agent. "Yeah, you see, I realize the plane is already on the runway, but I'm here now, so if you could just call it back to the gate, that would be good." I'm hoping for a smooth trip out to Ontario. California, that is. You know, swimming pools, movie stars. Well, a quick note before I go, that with the holidays fast approaching, the show will probably come out a little less frequently through the end of the year. You may be busy with other things too, so that might work out fine for both of us. I'm also thinking that I should start up some sort of email newsletter or something, so look for stuff on that after the first of the year. But for now, that's it. We're done. Bye-bye.